It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps. I never went to camp, but even I heard the scary campfire stories. Around this time of year, they were always just in the air. Like the hook. There's a couple, alone in a car, at night. Teenagers on a date, somewhere secluded. Dark forest road, empty beach. They've parked, and they're making out when they hear an announcement on the radio that there's an escaped serial killer on the loose. The announcer says you'll know him if you see him, because he has a hook instead of a right hand. And just then, they hear this soft little scrapey sound. And so, of course, they freak out and drive home. And they think, phew, we're safe. But when they open the car door, there's a hook hanging on the door handle. This used to scare the hell out of me. There are other versions. There are versions where the car runs out of gas or breaks down. One of them gets out to pee or go for help. But when they get back, the other one's dead, or else they both die. However you hear it, it always ends with a bloody hook. People have been hearing scary stories like these and then remixing them and then retelling them for basically as long as we've been sitting around campfires. It's the folk part of folklore. And for the digital generation, it's just the same. Only they're gathered around the flickering light of YouTube. Sharing stories about Slender Man in the back rooms.
Oh, God.
And adding new variations in comment threads and message boards. Every generation invents its own horror tropes. And this year, there's a new genre keeping folks up at night.
So the basic premise is it's focusing around the company Somnia Microtechnologies, and it's set in this alternate reality 1980s.
This is Holly Fernwright, the creator behind the YouTube series Somnium Dreamviewer.
The product is a device that you put on your head before you fall asleep, and then as you dream, it records images and it prints out essentially a handful of like Polaroid images from your dreams.
Holly's part of a new wave of YouTube video creators finding inspiration in yesterday's technology. Decayed videotapes and low-res graphics are the raw materials for building fictionalized worlds set in the recent past. Creepy alternative worlds where sinister creatures roam the late-night airwaves and mysterious corporations are trying to capture your dreams.
Easy doze. Relief from your worst nightmares.
It's part of a genre that started rising to prominence, I guess, in the last couple of years called analog horror. And it's these horror series that are based around that analog era of video from like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. It's essentially like drawing into this sort of generation's memories of not really VHS, but that sort of switch between VHS and digital of these very hazy sort of memories. But I think it's just something about the medium itself that draws people in.
Producer Mark Rickers often finds himself up at 2 a.m. wandering through deep, dark rabbit holes online. So he reached out to Holly to find out more.
I was trying to explain this genre to my colleagues, and one explanation we kind of came to is this idea of a haunted house. It's a Victorian home. It's old. It has like a bunch of features that the homes we're used to don't have. And that history, you can kind of draw some mystery and some horror from. And this is almost like applying that to video technologies. It's like haunted videotapes instead of a haunted house.
Yeah. Like I'm a 90s kid. And so there's a lot of memory associated with that. And I think that's also the case for a lot of people who really enjoy this genre. But I think the other thing that makes it really popular is it's not particularly difficult to do like a VHS effect in a lot of video editors. And so a lot of people who are kind of just starting out in writing and creating art, creating video, it's something that's very achievable for them, just very low barrier of entry.
Attention. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with sleep paralysis, night terrors, waking dream hallucinations, permanent nightmare syndrome, or any nightmare-related disorder, in conjunction with use of the Somnium Dream Viewer or other Somnium Microtechnologies products, you may be entitled to financial compensation. The rise of nightmare-related disorders in this country in recent years has only worsened. Use of brain-affecting devices produced by Somnium Microtechnologies may have put you at risk of dreams resulting in fear, despair, anxiety, and panic.
I try to include little Easter eggs for people who are as nerdy about VHS as a format as I am. Also, I try to build this sort of technological alternate reality where everything is kind of based on VHS as a data storage medium, just because I find it funny. But in the most recent episode, there's one little piece of text that alludes to encrypted VHS, which is a concept that I find incredibly funny.
I enjoyed that. There's a tag on one of the tapes where there's basically like a pop-up chat.
Yeah.
It looks like a comment section that pops up over a VHS tape, which I thought was just a really hilarious mashup of eras.
Yeah. A lot of these episodes kind of came from like, oh, I should do something that's like one of those mesothelioma commercials, or I should do something that's like, you know, I'm looking through these like old archives of old commercials and old tapes. I'm like, oh, I should do something that's kind of like riffing on this. But I try to stick very close to the 4:3 aspect ratio, very much trying to make it look like it could have been ripped off of an actual VHS tape.
Why is that important to what you want to make?
Because I think that having that level of believability to it, so I want to make sure that if there are things that are wrong, it's because I'm telling a story where the world is wrong.
When it arrived in the mail, I immediately opened it. I watched the instructional tapes, and I began using it that very same day. Of course, it worked exactly as advertised, but I began to notice something strange happening over time. As soon as I started using the Dream Viewer, all my dreams had a strange undercurrent. It wasn't something I could put my finger on at first, but the inhabitants of the dream worlds that I visited all seemed to get more and more reclusive, paranoid, and despondent as time went on. However, that changed the day I had one particular dream. The first thing I remember was that I was in a massive cave of blue ice. Winds howled around me, and I could feel the cold gusts against my face. I wasn't alone, though. This older man and I were journeying further into this cave, and soon we came across an old house frozen in the ice. We worked to free the door from the ice and opened it. Once inside, we broke apart some wooden furniture and made a fire. I asked the man, "Why are we here?" And the first words that I had spoken to him, he said, "I cannot escape from here, but you can, if you can break your fate." Then he raised one gnarled finger up and pointed out the warped glass of the window. I stood and peered through the glass. Outside, I saw a shadowy door standing on the other side of the cave. At first, I couldn't make out a single feature, just a black rectangular shape. But as I stared, I could pick out more and more details in its presence. It shook me to my core. Its frame consumed my entire vision. It was something that somehow I knew was there before, but I had never truly seen. Its perspective was off, its corners bent the wrong way. Something about it was just wrong. When I woke up, I could remember the details of my dream as well as any, but when I tried to remember even a single detail of that door, it slipped from my mind like trying to grasp flowing water in my hands. I could feel that there was once detail in that form, but now it was completely missing from my mind. After that, my dreams always ended the same way. I would go through this world for some time. Not always in ice caves, of course. It could be in a forest or a city. It didn't matter. But then at some point, I would look at a faraway wall or into a corner of a room and I would see that door. But once I saw it, I would just stop and stare, and it would slowly fill my vision and my mind until I woke up. It didn't matter if I used the dream viewer or not, I would only have these dreams, and I would always see the door.
Around the time that I started the series, I got hired as a technical writer. There was some thought that kind of bubbled up that I was like, man, I'm going to have to write all this dry, very boring, very technical documentation. And I do a lot of creative writing, and I just didn't want it to like impact that side of me. You know, there was some part of me that was like, like maybe if I invest like so much of my time into this. So I was trying to find some way, I think, to like merge those worlds.
Yeah. What's it like as a creator? You have all these fragments and pieces, and they're seems like some videos are kind of more tonal and kind of setting up the world a little bit. Other times you're establishing characters. So how does it affect the process of writing something like this?
Almost all the dreams that I describe in my series are based on my own dreams. Mm. And I think that's also why I have been kind of like hesitant to collaborate with other people on it. It's just like a deeply personal story to me. Mm. And I guess part of the reason why I wanted to explore dreams as a concept, I know it's not exactly the most original horror concept or even the concept of viewing dreams. The reason I wanted to do that is the concept of trying to hold on to a dream is kind of inherently ridiculous. Mm. It's like trying to catch smoke, right? It's this amorphous thing that's going to slip away within, you know, 20 minutes of you waking up, and it's going to change slightly as you remember it. And so when VHS starts becoming popular around the 80s and 90s, it was trying to do something similar with home media. You're finally able to record sound and video and hold tightly onto these memories and share them. And then as the years go by, the tapes degrade and these errors creep in and colors start to bleed and warp. Now we're in this era where if you put your mind to it, you can keep something frozen perfectly in lossless high definition. And I think that the magic of that decay is kind of lost.
Yeah, this isn't spoiling anything for folks who haven't watched it, but I was watching the first episode and there's a slide that says, "Why am I having nightmares?" that appears on the screen. I just noticed like a super quick flash. So I paused the video and backed it up just a couple of frames and saw the text, "We are trapped in your mind waiting for you to return."
Yeah.
And that must be hidden in a single frame of video.
There's some stuff that's hidden in single frames.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that one is, when I created that first episode, I really had absolutely no idea what I was going to go with it. So that that particular clue, it's very vague because I was like, I don't know, I want something creepy to be going on here. But I didn't have everything totally nailed down to, I think, a couple of months after I started it. So, but yeah, like hiding those little single frame things, or I think I also included a cipher in a video that I made just as an update to say like, hey, I'm not dead. I'm going to put out some videos soon. I'm just busy. But I just made this real quick thing with like a cipher in there that was just some names of some characters that would appear in future episodes encoded. And people were like, oh, what does this mean? Decoding it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw there were two people in the comment section immediately piecing that together, which was very entertaining.
There's some people in the comments I see. I have it set out all the comments give me a notification on my phone. It's nice because it just kind of reminds me I got to keep working on this. But also,
I was going to say, as someone who also creates stuff on the internet, that sounds like a nightmarish way to live.
It kind of became a nightmare after I, it was manageable for a while. And then I got a really big spike in views after another popular creator did like an analysis video on mine. And then I was getting dozens of comments. It's gotten a very good reaction, so it's been nice just to kind of see people appreciating and interacting with my stuff every day. It's better than doom scrolling, I guess.
My husband tries to get me to open the front door sometimes. He'll be home from work, bringing back groceries, or trying to see the kids again. He'll scream, cry, plead, even fly into a rage when I don't answer him for hours. I don't look through the peephole anymore. I know it's not him. I buried him last year.
Do these stories sound familiar? If you or a loved one suffers from waking dream hallucinations, there is help. Special medical facilities for those suffering from waking dream hallucinations are available at no cost in many major American cities. These facilities can help prevent the spread of the disease and the suffering that it brings. Remember, the entities that you see are not real. Call now for a free consultation.
You recently started releasing videos again, and it seems like there's a lot more story coming.
Yeah.
So where are you headed?
Well, I have this grand episode idea that I've been sitting on for a while that is going to require, to put it lightly, I need to fill a room with blood, and I don't know how I'm going to do that.
It seems like a challenge.
So I'm trying to figure out if I can do it in miniatures or 3D or some kind of something like that.
Just to kind of close things out, what scares you?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want, like, the real answer, I would have to say just losing memories, I think.
What makes that so terrifying for you?
I don't know. I think a lot of people, young, able-bodied people, haven't really been in situations, I think, where they're completely out of control. And I think, me personally, I like to think that I'm in control of my space and my body and my mind most of the time, you know, knowing that there's things that slip away from you and not being able to do anything about it, I think is one of the real true horrors of the world.
I think a lot of people could relate to that fear.
Mommy. Mommy. I had a bad dream last night.
Oh, baby.
Holly Fernwright, talking with producer Mark Rickers about Holly's analog horror series, Somnium Dreamviewer, on YouTube. You can find a link to the series and the rest of Holly's work at ttbook.org. You'll also find a playlist of some of our favorite analog horror video series there. Perfect spooky season viewing for the next time you're up late at night.